Hello, everyone. We're going to get the party started. And this is what I want to do before, while we're letting everybody come on in, is remind you of this week's calls. We're going to start doing a little bit more friendly reminders in the Zoom calls so that you guys can kind of hear it and whatnot. This week, what is today, Monday? Tomorrow night, September 17th, 6 p.m., office hours with Kathy Hartman. Yes, it's Kathy. So what office hours are for everyone who's new is you come in and you do not need an appointment. You just raise your hand and it's live coaching. So you can just show up and blow up there. On Wednesday, for those of you who do not know, I am having minor surgery. I am having my boobs done. So just so you guys know, I had my boobs done a long time ago. And we went really big. Well, I have wrestled with them for years and they're saline. So they're like very like that. And I just kind of have wanted to take them down a notch for a while. They were fun while they lasted, but like when I do tricep presses, I literally, and like have to like move them out of the way. A lot of times you'll see me sit in a meeting and like hoist them up and do this. So I am all about getting them redone. So tomorrow I'm getting my implants changed out. So nothing major, but I'm probably going to be medicated on Wednesday. So I figured we shouldn't do coaching. That's why we're going to go a little long tonight. So we won't have coaching on Wednesday, but then on Thursday, I will be back in action. Guys, I'm a quick healer. I'm just going to tell you right now. We will have Q&A at 9 a.m. That will be happening in the Facebook group. So all you have to do is go over there. Thank you for telling me I look hot. I don't know what is up with me today. I'm just like, gotta like wear my hair up. On Friday, you will get your weekend motivator. That is a replay video that gets uploaded into videos. It gets uploaded into the Private Mirror podcast. We also post it in Facebook. So you guys will get that pre-record from me of just inspiration and all the things. Saturday, 12 p.m. is office hours again with Coach Betsy. This week. So again, it's 2 hours of just live coaching. You can come watch, you can listen in the replays. All you have to do is show up if you have something you want to be coached on. And then on Sunday is coaching with me at noon Central Time. So as you can tell, plenty of opportunities to get your help, ladies. You do not need to sit back and wish for it. You just go and get it. All calls go into the replays usually within 24 hours. Every now and then Sadie takes a day off, and when Sadie takes a day off, it's 48 hours. But most of the time, we're pretty good about making sure your calls are turned around super fast for you. That means they go into the video replays on the website, pmptribe.com, and they get uploaded into the Tribe Live podcast feed over in your private member podcast player. And as anything, guys, don't feel like you've got to watch everything. Just because, like, you know why we have so much content every week? It is so that for those of you who want to binge listen, you have binge listening stuff. You pick and choose the things that are going to matter. We try to do a really good job of time stamping things, identifying what each call is. So our job is to not waste your time. Our job is to maximize your time. But we also want to maximize the opportunities for you to get help while you're here. You all joined the tribe because you want to end your problems. And I'm just a big believer, and I would rather have you guys, like, I would literally rather be here too much than for all of you to be like, we never see you guys. Like, I do not want that to ever have to come out of your mouth. So with that, what we're going to be doing tonight, everybody's talking about my brush job. All right. So tonight what we're going to be doing is I'm starting with the No BS Weight Loss Workbook. We're going to talk about the concepts that are in week two, which is fueling your body. Guys, I'm going to tell you, like, I love all the weeks, and every one of them is important for their own reason, but I think this week in particular is really good because once you just do that, like, once you're willing to practice the four basics, and I want to, like, say this clearly, practice the four basics. I did not say do them perfectly. You have them nailed to get results. If you will practice them and keep showing up trying to do them, guess what you do? Fucking lose weight. I had somebody on a call just yesterday talking about how for the last 90 days, All she did was do them imperfectly, but she made sure she wrote every single day. She just showed up in her journal. She made her plans. She overate. She did all the things. And over the course of 90 days, she lost 13 and a half pounds without even dialing anything in. She wasn't even ready to dial in. She was just ready to dig in. So for all of you who are still resisting them, this is one of the things, too, I would just want to comment on. So I'm in the Facebook group reading some shit. We got girls losing 50 pounds, 75 pounds. You know, they're doing their, like, I've lost my weight. And they're imploring you guys, like, just do the basics. Like, you don't have to do them perfectly. You don't have to do them right. Just need to be, like, thinking. The four basics, guess what their job is to do? To get you to think about what you put in your mouth. Not to just put shit in your mouth and then think about it after the fact. If you get into the habit of thinking about your food before you eat, half the time you'll do better than what you do when you're not thinking about it. We're going to talk about that because that really, like, is a big piece of this week. But, like, with the four bases, one of the things I was sitting there going, I, like, read through a few, and every now and then someone would be like, tell me how you did it. Guess what the answer was? The four basics. Here's the thing you don't have to do in PNP Tribe. Sit around and think there's a hidden module somewhere that I only give to certain people. Like, no, this is the module they listen to lose weight. The rest of you, I'm just playing a big fat trick on you. Seriously, you don't have to ask that question. You know what they do? They do the four basics. They write a plan every day. They assess the plan every day. They listen to their hunger scale. Doesn't mean that they always eat 2 to 2. But what they're not doing is saying, fuck it, I blew it one day. They don't do that. They just keep trying to figure it out. They've gone from thinking they have to do it right to lose weight to thinking, I just have to keep going to lose weight. That's the real key, is to keep going, not to stop. I hope all of you are hearing this. It's so important that you guys quit thinking that you can't make mistakes. You have to stop, like, deciding to actively beat yourself up for making mistakes. And here's the thing. The ass whooping, if you've been giving it to yourself for years and years and years, guess what? It's going to keep coming. This is the difference, though. I want you to know that you are likely to still whip your ass. But that doesn't mean you have to feel whipped. You just need to notice you're doing it and just be like, oh, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. Oh, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. I guess I need to do one of those recovery worksheets. I just need to see what's going on. The more you do that, guess what happens? Eventually, you're going to have two voices in your head. Ass whipping comes, and then here comes the sane voice, the one that's like, oh, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. And it flies in really fast. At first, you're going to have to, like, redirect, like, a lot, until they're both happening at the same time. Then guess what happens? Your brain starts learning, oh, she keeps wanting to do this. So then what will happen is you'll immediately think, like, oh, yeah, I wonder why I overate. Well, you know it's probably because, like, you're just destined to be fat. This voice comes first. Then this voice comes and you just redirect back over here. And then eventually what happens is the sanity voice becomes the louder voice. The one that's like bullshitting you becomes quieter and quieter. Guys, it's a process. Do not sit there and think something's going wrong because, like, well, Corinne, you said, like, do the four basics. And when I made a mistake, I beat myself up. I must be a loser. No. The mistakes, I will tell you 1,000 times over and over again, they are part of the process. You're learning or you're succeeding. That's all that's happening. If you're quitting and failing, I just want you to just be like, and I'm just going to be honest, totally choosing it. It's not because I am jack shit. It's because, like, I had sentences run through my brain. I have decided they equal quitting. Just take ownership of it. That's all that's happening. It's as boring as that. All right. That is my high horse for the day. Well, let's just be honest. It's probably not the high horse of the day. It's the one of many horses that we'll run through during this presentation. Okay. First up, Good, better, best. All right. Love the good, better, best system. This is what I want you to know. The whole Fuel Foods module is built on the idea of getting you to think about food beforehand. Most of us go through life underthinking and overeating. And now what I want you to do is I want you overthinking your food so that you can now we've been overthinking and we're overeating. Now what I want you to do is to overthink your food so that you can eat just barely under enough what you need to. Just barely. I'm not talking starvation. I'm not talking hangry. I'm not talking any of that bullshit. I am talking about like eating just a little less than what you think you want, than what you think you need. That's it. Like, it's literally like a bite or two. And I mean it. We are not talking about like, I need to have like, you know, like that in hunger level before I even eat. And I'm not saying that you have to like, the whisper of hunger just went away. It's only two bites. Guys, it's all about playing with it. And what I love about Good, Better, Best is that it requires you to look at your food and ask yourself a positive question. Am I ready to level up? Am I ready to see if I want to do something healthier? What we're usually doing throughout our whole diet history is we're asking ourselves the most foolish question of all. What do I have to give up? What am I going to need to do in order to lose this weight? Like, we're asking ourselves questions that feel like shit. Good, better, best allows us to ask questions about our food that leave us feeling more empowered, more in control of what we're doing. So one of the things that I like to do is, like, when I was losing weight, and I still do this to this day, is I was thinking about, I would look at my stuff and I would think, like, what seems like a good idea to change? What do I think that I could, like, get behind today? It didn't mean that I was going to keep it forever. It didn't mean that I was going to have to just like, all right, once I've done it, I never can go back. I did a lot of what we call testing and experimenting. I tried things. I was like, well, I usually like having a protein bar. I wonder if I can have like an apple and nuts now. This was after like I was just like eating all the time. Like, I would like schedule to have a candy bar. And then I went to a protein bar. And then I went to apples and nuts, or bananas and nuts, or bananas and peanut butter. I went from like just thinking about things that I could do differently. Like, I love pancakes. That's why I love to eat Kodiak pancakes this day. I had one this morning. Like, I just loved the idea of thinking about what foods was I willing to try that could be just a little better. Now, let me caution you, guys. You do not have to take these things away from yourself. If you want to just level up for a few days and be like, and then I want to go back to what I was doing, or I want to level up tomorrow and then try that on for a day, really think about it. And then next week, maybe I want to do it a couple of days. All of it's leveling up. It's not just about like, I want you guys to think there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's all testing and experimenting. It's all looking at like what might work. The more you're thinking about what might work, guess what you're not doing? Well, this probably won't work. Like, because this is what happens. You guys make these outrageous food plans that are such bullshit, and you're like, well, this might work. I hope this works. Or this probably won't work, but this is what it was required to lose weight. Like, I want you to think about the energy behind the plans you're making and the energy you put behind Good, Better, Best. If it doesn't feel exciting, good, alluring, like you don't feel willing to do it, if you don't feel like, yeah, like I could see myself trying that. If it doesn't feel doable, if like those things aren't happening, you're doing it wrong. If it feels depriving, if it feels like you should, if it feels like you have to do this, if it feels like the only, or you think it's the only way that will work, whatever, you, my friend, are in the wrong game. You are sitting there and planning based on your fear and probably your disbelief you're going to be able to lose weight, and not planning on your ability to be like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. I am figuring this out. I know that with time and compassion and patience with myself, I will figure it out. That is like the whole thing when it comes to good, better, best. One of the tips one of your girls gave today in the Facebook group, I loved it and I told her I was going to steal it, is she likes to take her 24-hour plan and she uses 3 different color highlighters. And she highlights like all her food and she grades it like, I think this is good. I think this is better. I think this is best. So she can kind of see like, all right, when I review at the end of the week, I can quickly see all the things that are in the good category. And if she doesn't highlight it, guess where that falls? Things she would like to make good one day. So it's like with me, when I was eating ice cream every night, if it was on my 24-hour plan, it would have not been highlighted every night. I would know that, you know, long term, I'm not going to be able to eat ice cream every day of my life out of the carton. So I wouldn't be highlighting it. The first week, though, that I started like putting it in a bowl, I would probably make that a good. So good, better, best can be the quality. It can be the frequency. It can be the amount. It can be all kinds of things. The biggest thing that I want you guys to like embrace is there's no like, well, can you do this? Can you do that? Yes, to all of it. Every one of those questions. I don't care what it is. Absolutely, you can do that. Here's what I recommend. You try it. You see what happens. Did it work? Did it not work? Why? That's all. That's all you got to do. Like, I really try to keep things like seriously. I hope you notice the theme of PNP. We're going to do this as easy as fuck. We are not going to do this the hard way. We are going to eat shit that God made. That automatically goes on my protocol. I don't care if it's God, the universe, you just believe like physics. I don't even know if physics is the way to go, but let's just pretend it is. Whatever your belief is, if it's natural, it's on my protocol. I do not sit there and be like, oh my God, I don't know about a banana. I don't do bullshit like that. You know why? It's stupid. It's just stupid. It's a waste of time. Seriously. Anybody who's doing it right now, if you're sweating bananas or you're sweating fruit or you're sweating a piece of bread or whatever it is you sweat, it's ridiculous. I want you to tell yourself, oh my God, here I am playing in the ridiculous dirty diaper of diet mentality. I've never been overweight because I was overthinking. Like, this is the thing I want you guys to think about. We totally overthink, like, healthy food. Corinne, what do you think? What do you think about that, you know, putting healthy fats in my coffee? But here's what we don't do. We underthink when we go to the Mexican restaurant. Fuck this. I got to have some nachos. Nobody is sitting there debating whether or not nachos is going to grow the ass. We got to flip it. I want you overthinking the nachos. I want you underthinking like all this other stuff. Quit wasting your time trying to figure out whether or not a banana is going to grow your ass or not. It's as simple as that. All right, we got to get off this one or we'll never get through this call. In your workbook, you have basic healthy fuel eating guidelines. Guys, these lists and these things are just for all of you who freak the fuck out about fruit and carbs and meats and fats and all the things. This is not the ideal. That is not why I put this in there. I put this in here so you guys can see clearly rice is okay. I put this in here so nobody is going to be like, can I have fruit? No. Like, one day you may be this person. I am very close to this person. I would say 90% of my food now probably is off this list. But it took me 14 freaking years to get here. And guess what? I lost 100 pounds and this list was not my reality yet. Do you know how this list became my reality? Really understanding and learning that I loved feeling energetic. good poop, visualizing myself at 95 years old. Finally, for the first time, having like the desire to like see what it was like to just eat so healthy that I didn't need a vitamin every day. I grew into this person. You do not need to be this person to lose all of your weight at all. That is why I built this program the way I do. I want you to enjoy your food. I want you to look forward to things. The reason why I teach you simple stuff is so that you can do like I've done. You figure out how to actually like being healthy, how to look forward to challenging yourself, to just see if you'll like things, to see if this is how you want to roll from now on. That's what I want for you guys. I don't care what your protocols really look like at all. Some of you are going to start with, here's my protocol, 2 to 2, all the food. That's a great protocol. Practice the 2 to 2 with all the food. That's where I start. I don't have any foods. And some of you, like, I will tell you what I love about protocol. This is why we have this. I want you to see mine. Here it is. If you want to see it up close and personal, go over to pnptribe.com. Go to community and look at my journals. I am now posting all my work. So you're going to see weekly plans. I don't post my food logs every single day, my journals every single day. Like, I'm usually just doing a post a day. It's like yesterday I did my weekly plan. I did my Hello Scale and my weekly assessment. Today I did my protocol worksheet. So you guys can see what all's on mine. Not so you can emulate it, but so that you can see how brainless it is. You know how long this took me today? 3 minutes. And then I typed it up for you guys. All right. The purpose of the protocol has several reasons. Number one, it is to show you everything that you can eat. It is to get your brain aligned with the things you're choosing for yourself and the things you're just like, you know what? These are the things I just don't choose anymore. So that when you're eating and when you're out in the wild of eating, you will know when you're making a choice that isn't one that you've decided ahead of time for. I want you to have as many like moments where you just trip over yourself like, oh my God, I'm fixing to eat candy. I don't eat candy. I don't. The protocol's job is to get you thinking about food rather than just going through life, reacting and wishing that you can eat healthier, wishing that you could get control over it, wishing. This is planning for it. This is thinking about it. And then when you write this, you need to be really honest with yourself. Is this an accurate reflection of what I'm willing to commit to? If it is not, add more. And I like just having a full page. So I list out lots of things. I talk to myself, all the things I've got on here, like my dining out. I got my Subway. I got my Mexican. I got my burgers. I've got like notes to myself. I got my kombucha. Like, I just try to think about all the little things. Like part of mine is, if God made it, I'll eat it. I put on here, I eat 3 times a day. And I also put a caveat. I have snacks only when I've missed a meal and I know it's going to be a while. I know me well enough that I eat such a very healthy meal full of good fats and proteins that's really satisfying and I like the taste of it, that I just don't need to snack. I have watched myself over the years. If I'm snacking, it's because Corinne's bored as fuck. You know what Corinne wants? To take a break. And to, if she's eating, she's taking a break, eating, because she doesn't want to have to sit there and think she should be working. I've watched myself long enough to know what my patterns are. So guess what? I don't snack anymore. It's break glass time when I'm snacking. All right. So I will take, if you guys have questions about anything I'm talking about, pop them in the Q&A and I'll get to those when I'm done. So do the building my protocol worksheet. Guys, this one's really important because what it's going to do is it's going to ask you, think of these worksheets as like journals. Like, this is like journaling and doing thought downloads. I know a lot of you newbies haven't done thought download modules yet. Just think about, this is a really good opportunity to ask yourself questions and to see what you're thinking ahead of time about what you just built. So are you willing to commit to your to your protocol. Why or why not? If it's a no, it's not your protocol. Seriously, I want you to think about it. If you're not willing to commit, it's not your protocol. You know what it is? It's a big ass wish. Guys, I'm not a genie. Don't come rubbing on the lamp and hoping I'm going to come out and grant you some wish that you're going to be able to just stick to your protocol. It's not happening. Are you willing to practice good, better, best with your protocol? Tweaking. A lot of you, when you answer that question, why or why not, if you say no, I would take your reasons to ask coaches. Here's why. Because what's probably happening is you've got some bullshit diet mentality laying around there. They'll be able to sniff it out for you. Or come to one of those coaching calls and just be like, you know, I answered that question and here's what I was thinking. They will help you with that. On a scale of 1 to 10, how doable and committed are you? Guys, if you're 7 or lower, add more food. Add the things that you're depriving yourself off of right now on the protocol. Put them on there. Because here's the thing. You're going to have the tug of war. It's like, well, I know that I would be more committed if I added these things, but I'm scared. I'll never be able to lose weight eating them. Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you aren't committed to the damn protocol, guess what's going to happen? You ain't going to follow the protocol. You ain't going to do it. You're not going to be consistent. You're going to quit on yourself. You're going to think you're a loser. You're just going to repeat your bullshit diet mentality. You're going to do whatever the last diet you did that you thought that you needed to do because you were so afraid you wouldn't lose weight. Whatever happened there will absolutely happen here. Don't do that shit. I would much rather you be scared as fuck, add shit that you'll absolutely do, and learn that you can lose weight doing something different. Let's see what else. Are you clear on the rules of pre-planning 24 hours in advance? All that is make a 24-hour plan, guys. Use your planner. Just make a 24-hour plan. Make it easy on yourself. If you're like, some of you have said this week, like, I'm really resisting doing the 24-hour plans. I'm just one of those people who likes to just eat what I want. I like to just pick at night. I'm like, okay, you joined a weight loss program. Obviously, that's not been working. So why the fuck are you holding on to something that doesn't work? Just so you can feel like you get to have what you want in the moment? That's why we're overweight. We're eating shit in the moment that we want. Most days, you're going to want bullshit. You need to plan with the version of you who wants to lose weight. That's what we have to do. Are you willing to only tweak your protocol every other week? The reason why this question is in there is because I like for you to wait a couple of weeks before you start monkeying with your protocol, because I want you to experience what it's like give it a legit shot. Just because you don't eat on plan for a couple of days doesn't mean you have a broken protocol. Probably just means you need to like think more and learn your lessons about why you're eating. It doesn't always mean the protocol's not working. Sometimes it means like, okay, at 4 o'clock, I'm having urges. I don't need to like include those foods yet on my protocol. What I need to do is figure out, why do I want to eat so bad at 4 o'clock? That's an ask coaching moment, not a protocol tweak moment. And then, are you willing to follow your 24-hour plan? And are you willing to write down everything you eat to hold yourself accountable? Those are such good questions. Next, I'm not going to have to go really far into these. The purging your pantry video, I think it's very self-explanatory. The whole purpose of us purging the pantry is not so that you take out all the food you think you can't control yourself around. It's so that you can make your pantry inviting. Studies show that when your fridge and your pantry are more organized and they look like something you would like to walk into, you're more likely to go to them and make better choices. That's why I have you do it. Exceptions. So exceptions are the things sometimes that what we do is we forget about, like we don't really understand the difference between exceptions and what we have on our protocol. Like for me, like let's say that you're just going to have 2 to 2 on your protocol. And like, that's all I'm doing. I'm going to have all the things and it's 2 to 2. You're not really going to have exceptions. Okay. Exceptions are foods that as you go through the process, some of you are already there. Like for me, nachos are an exception. I know I can't eat nachos every day or plan them every single day and be able to lose weight. What I have found out over time though is like I could have French fries on my normal protocol, and I only really, like on my protocol, it will say like I can have, think it's French fries, chips, and Halo Top. I can have those like twice a week if they're planned. And like with French fries, I save that for travel. Because very often when I'm on the road, like I'll get a salad. And a restaurant salad, like in room service, at best is like iceberg lettuce, a little bit of protein. It's just not enough. So sometimes I'll just order some French fries or something. And I'm okay with that decision. So that's why I don't include it as an exception. But then sometimes, like if I want to have French fries, I will write it in as like, I do want to have French fries and wine, and that's part of the exception. Here's the deal. There's no right or wrong with exceptions. All I want you thinking about is when we choose to eat things like fries and nachos and foods that are really fun, we need to think ahead with them. I want you guys to not fear those kinds of foods. So we plan them as exceptions so that we can look forward to them, so that we can build a healthy relationship with them, so that we can have them and lose weight, so that we can learn how to eat just enough and not have to go face down in them because we never get them. That's really the point of exceptions. So I just tell people all the time, it's like for me, I have 1 to 2 exceptions per week. You know, my protocol is very friendly to me. I think the rest of you can do that just fine and lose weight. I think you'll be no problems. So I know that sometimes, guys, like y'all freak out with exceptions, like there's a right or wrong. There really isn't. What I highly recommend you do is just list a few foods that you think, you know, long term, these are probably going to be my exception foods. And practice right now the ones that you don't feel like you need to keep on your normal protocol. And just be like, these are the ones I for sure will plan as exceptions. I want to practice eating them. I want to practice having a healthy relationship with them. Sometimes I may still overeat them. I will learn a good lesson, all that kind of stuff. So that's it. Like some people have, except like somebody asked about pizza. I don't know. So is pizza going to be your exception on Friday night? Some people plan pizza as part of their protocol. They just like, I do veggies. I do a veggie pizza, do thin crust. That's totally on my protocol. I can lose weight eating it. Some people are like, no, I don't do pizza during the week. I want to fill my week with other things. So I just plan it as an exception. It's up to you. I would just decide. Literally, I would just decide. Like for now, it either is or it isn't. It gets planned. However, this is what will tell you if it's working. You'll be losing weight. You'll find you're starting to be able to like control food better, make better choices, because the more you start creating a healthy relationship with the protocol, healthy relationship with the 24-hour plan and stuff, guys, you'll start seeing it's way easier to follow. The people that struggle with following their plan are the ones who think like they have to eat certain things. It's the people who are not working on the relationship with themselves. Like, I'm just going to tell you, there's just no right or wrong with the food. I know we've been conditioned to think there is. There really isn't. The only people who have, there's a right or wrong with food are people who have, like, legit medical conditions. If you're a diabetic, yeah, going face down in some cheesecake's not going to be good for your insulin. You're probably going to have to cut some that shit out. Some people have, like, MS in this group. There are certain foods that MS people, it totally fucks with them. They're not going to be able to like walk the next day. Yeah, they probably can't eat those foods. There's right or wrong foods for them. 99% of us, there's not. There's our bullshit drama, and then there's food. I swear, you guys, if you really just learn how to like drop the stress level on the food and playing with the 2 to 2 and stuff, you will find the process becomes so much easier and you lean in and you do it. Just start allowing yourself to shut down any thoughts that are crazy, like shoulds, have tos. It's the way I did it in the past. I don't know about this. I'm a loser. I always quit. Shit never works for me. All of that is just the stuff you just have to be like, you know what? That's just stuff I think. Moving on. It's just stuff I think, moving on, because that's all it really is. It's just the stuff you think. It's not that big a deal unless you make it a big deal. All right. And then the weekly plan. So a lot of you, the weekly plan to me, this is how I do it as my weekly plan. I make one every week. But what I don't do is I don't think that that's how I'm actually going to eat all week. It's to give me a framework as to like what to order, like what foods we're going to need. It makes me think about where I'm going to be. Do I need to be like, oh yeah, on this day I'm going to be eating out because I'm going to be out of you know, the house all day. Like, it just gives me that little extra practice of thinking a little bit more long term down the week. But usually my weekly plan is like, here's my rough outline of what's going to happen. Then my 24-hour plan each day is a reflection of knowing what's happening that day. That's it. If you don't want to do a weekly plan, you don't have to. Let me say it one more time. If you don't want to do a weekly plan, you don't have to. I think thinking about your week in advance makes weight loss a little easier, but that's my experience with it. But like I said, I've never made a weekly plan and been like, and this is exactly how it will go down. I always make my weekly plan so I can be like, okay, now I can feel confident. I know what I'm going to be doing all week. And then I'm also confident that if something changes in my schedule, like on a Wednesday, I have my 24-hour plan that day to make the tweaks that I need. Food prep, guys, if you're doing food prep, great. If you're not, this is just a primer on things that I suggest to get started, because I was someone who had never food prepped. I didn't know jack shit about cooking. Like, I literally didn't even know how to cook. So I like just gave you like basic things to get started. I highly recommend that if you're not food prepping and you want to be a food prepper, that you start with the absolute easiest things. Like, I remember when I started food prep for me originally was buying frozen Weight Watcher pizzas and pre-cut fruit at Publix. I would just get those and they'd be like, look at me, I food prepped. Like, I didn't know how to do anything. And then maybe one week you're like, I'm gonna try one of them crock pot soups and see what happens. And I'm gonna eat that for a few days. Like, just like, don't think that food prep has to be like an elaborate display on an island with 400 black containers, all perfectly portioned, and that's food prep. For some people, that is it. For other people, it's just not. You get to make it what you want and what works for your life. If you think eventually you want to be that person, just start small. And I have in here like ideas for a salad bar in your fridge, because that's probably been one of the things that I've done my entire last few years. And I've been doing a salad bar in the fridge for years now that I love. I've done mason jars. Now we just put it in a big giant tub. I've actually had it all in different little things so we can all just make our own salads. I've done every version. Salads in our family is just really popular, though. My son loves salad. I love salad. My husband likes salad, too. So that's why we end up doing a lot of salads. And we just mix it up all the time. There's the building a basic dinner plan video. That's more for families who want to have, like, I just wanted to give you a what we call the Lego structure, where you can kind of pick and choose so you don't have to feel like you're eating the same things all the time, so your family can get that rotation and spontaneity that you guys like. All right, let me see the questions. And then if anybody wants coaching, we will do some coaching. All right, I want to say this. If you have your hand raised, please make sure you want coaching. So Raynette, Michelle, Stephanie, and Carol, your hands are raised. If you don't want me to call on you, now is the time to lower. I know sometimes your asses hit your phone and you're like, whoop. So I'll get to a few of you. Today I was at work and people were complaining about how awful they feel about themselves and their diets and what should they do and whatnot. They all start going into these horrible negative things about themselves and how they need to beat themselves up. I can't listen to it, but don't feel confidently enough to try and help them. I would not try to help them. Should I just be quiet, leave, or try to give advice? Today I tried to explain the basis, but it didn't seem like they understand. Just give them the podcast, Jamie. Just say like, hey man, I've been listening to this podcast. You might want to listen to it. But here's the thing. You're saying, I can't stand listening to it. It's because you think those are horrible negative thoughts. That's just their thinking. You're judging them. I'm going to tell you right now. I was like this weekend, I was in, or last week I was in Dallas, and this lady, she was in, I was at an athletic store. And she was telling her friends about her diet. She's lost 27 pounds. She can have, I think, strained soup, fat-free puddings, like all the water she can drink. She could have, I mean, it was just like the weirdest bunch of shit I'd ever heard. And protein shakes on the regular. I don't know where strained soup came into this. And I was sitting there thinking, oh my God. And then her friends were asking her about it. She was talking about how horrible she feels and all these other things. But I'm losing weight. I could have easily went over there and been like, you know, like, that's terrible. You shouldn't do that. But I honestly, I just think that when we have to just let people be in their space, it is fine to be like, you know, I've been listening to this podcast or whatever, but never try to help someone when you're in judgment over them. Thinking that they're saying horrible, negative things is not going to, you're not going to be able to come at it from a place where you'll feel frustrated. Because I'm going to tell you, if you think it's horrible and negative and they don't listen, then you'll feel bad that you failed. That's usually what happens. What I typically do is like, if I can't just be like, you know, hey, I heard you talking about that. You should listen to this podcast or something. If I can't just do it because I'm just like, you know what? I just want to help them. If I can't do it from that place, like of thinking like there's a different way, then I'm not going to say anything at all. I'm working. I can't believe I forgot my glasses. I'm working on the four basics, but noticing that while I plan and assess, I'm really not doing the 2-2 part. I'm working on not beating myself up for this. Good. Cause you don't need to beat yourself up for it. You just need to be like, all right, time to layer that shit in. But how can I set myself up to start really dialing in the 2-2? Pick one, just decide. All right, for the next week, I'm going to really focus on negative 2. I'm not eating until I get hungry. That's it. Like if you weren't sitting there like resisting beating yourself up, just let your brain like say some negative shit and just be like, but you know what? This is like when I'm like sitting here judging, it's probably a good opportunity for me to be like, so how could I listen to the negative 2 this week? What are all the ideas that I could? That's all you got to do, Deb. Yesterday's replay, guys, the Sunday call is not up yet because Sadie's off on Mondays. It will be up tomorrow. I was pregnant 10 weeks and had a miscarriage last month. I did some emotional and physical discomfort eating throughout the pregnancy and post-miscarriage. I'm nervous about getting pregnant again, hopefully in a few months, and making unhealthy food choices again like last time. How can I prepare so I level up next time I get pregnant and make better choices? I will tell you what I would do. First and foremost, between now and then, if you establish the habit of eating healthy, you won't throw it out just because you're pregnant. You can just tell yourself, I have the habit of eating healthy. There's no sense in throwing that away because I'm pregnant. So there's the first thing. And stop being nervous about it and stop doubting myself now. Michelle, I would get on a coaching call for that one. I would like go to one of the coaches and talk to them about just being nervous about the whole thing. Like nervous is triggered because you're probably thinking like, I won't be able to do it. Rather than like, between now and then, I'm going to figure out how to do it. That's all you need. Like, you just need to do a little thought switch like that. It's normal to be nervous. It's going to be normal to think that just because in the past, that's just where your brain is like, you know what, brain? Here's what I'd like to do. I don't want to go back and decide how I'm going to show up based upon how I showed up last time. I want to decide how I'm going to show up based upon what I want for next time. I think that right there will fix it. Betsy, tell everybody in the comments where I keep my journal. It's in pnptribe.com. And if you go to community, just click on the community tab, you'll see Queen's Journal. Like you'll see it's very obvious in there. I see you have whey protein on the food list. I like collagen in my coffee. Do you recommend that? If you like it, have it. I have collagen in my coffee. I just put my coffee stuff on there. I don't like list every little thing out. The protocol will change as we progress. How often do you reassess? I honestly redo my protocol just about every time we do no BS. That's my personal trigger is when the tribe does no BS. A lot of times I do the worksheets that you guys do, just make sure that I'm kind of doing it along with you. The typical times that I reassess my protocol, like personal triggers are like right now, like this protocol is more reflective of me running, like training to run and stuff. My summer protocol It's way looser, like way looser, because I'm going to be going to Vegas a lot and all the things. So a lot of times I just add in a little bit more fun food, that kind of stuff. So I just reassess based upon whatever goals I have in the moment. I'm having a hard time understanding the difference from my weekly plan and monthly plan assessment and my protocol. Is the protocol in general more of a big picture? Yeah. So like the protocol is basically like getting your brain aligned with for the foreseeable future, here are all the things I have decided I want to include as I lose weight. That's it. And sometimes people will put, and then here are the things I don't eat anymore. Like sometimes, like if some people are, let's say, breaking a diet soda habit or something, they may put on their protocol, and I don't do diet sodas anymore. So every now and then people have like a small list of the few things that they don't want to include, because they're just like, I'm going to break the habit of eating that. Like some people might say like, you know, I'm really done with cookies at home. If I'm going to have cookies, it will not be Oreos. It will be like fresh baked exception. I'm going to the best cookie store in the city. Like it might be something like we're going to the Cheesecake Factory and I'm going to have like good cheesecake. I'm not just going to have like frozen Sara Lee from the freezer because I feel bad every night. So you can put like a few things on there. But basically the protocol is like to get your brain to see all the things that you want to include so that you break that habit of thinking that, you know, here's all the stuff I can't have, or here's the limited amount of things I can have, like most diets do to you. The weekly plan is like your plan, and then you assess your week. That's the weekly assessment. The monthly plan is just kind of get you overall thinking about the goals for the month and what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. And then you assess, how did I show up for myself? So assessments are how you showed up. Planning is how you want to show up. The protocol is an overall picture to get your brain trained to think healthfully and happily about your food. Is there a male version of you? No. We don't have a male version of me, but he can listen to my podcast. He can also listen to these calls. Is it okay to put an 8 on my commitment scale? I keep writing 8 because I know I'm not perfect and know I'll slip at some point. Yeah, that's fine. I put 8 on mine a lot because here's why a lot of times I'll like do an 8, because every now and then, like I'll plan something. Like when I usually do an 8 is like my drink plan. Like, so like if I'm going to go out with Chris and I'm going to be like, all right, 4 drinks tonight, I usually put an 8 on there because like, I feel really good about this, but I'm not going to shit myself. I'm probably going to want more. I mean, after the 4th glass, why not have 5? Right. I mean, that's where your brain goes. So I'm just like, but I'm an 8 or better. Like I will probably have chatter. I will probably want more, but I'm so willing to do 4. What do we do with our own dishonesty? I find that I'm good at not being entirely honest with myself. Are there videos about learning to be honest or trying to justify, well, I put this on my food plan as a snack so I can have it now with my meal? Yeah, every lesson is like that. It's just a matter of you just noticing that like, oh, this is one of the things that I say to myself that sounds good but doesn't really have a good result. We will get more into that, Karen, in module 4, but for now, I would just notice that, be like, oh, I tend to tell myself it's okay to eat when I'm not hungry because it's on my plan. Am I going to get the results I want long-term doing that? Probably not. So the next time I think that, I really want to notice it and just tell myself that's not an honest statement. The truth is it's on my plan. I'm not hungry. If I choose to eat it, I'm really just taking myself away from my goal. And then if you do have it, at least you're having an honest conversation now and not the dishonest conversation. For you, that's going to be the next level up, having the honest conversation and eating it anyway. But I will tell you, when you start having honest conversations, start sucking the joy out of the eating. The dishonest one allows you just kind of to have it and not really have it with, like, because what I want you to do is I want, whenever you guys are eating in a way that doesn't get you close to your goal, which is what you want right now because you're on this call, I want that conversation right before you eat it to bring up the misery. Because usually what you guys do is you have what Karen's having, the dishonest conversation, like, well, it's on my plan. This feels so good. It feels so justified. It feels, you know, just because it feels good and just because it feels justified doesn't mean it's going to get you the result you want. So I would rather you suffer the pain that you're going to suffer after. Like, I know I shouldn't have ate that. I really wasn't even hungry. It was on my plan, but shit. That's when the pain's coming. We want the pain before. So then you can be like, okay, eyes wide open when I'm doing it from now on. I'm struggling with plus two. I'm not quite sure when to stop. I've been trying to wait for the sigh. I don't really know if that's too much. I don't feel full, but I don't know if I could do yoga. I think you're doing just fine, Amy. I would just stop where you're at right now and watch the scale. Like what you're saying, like, I don't know. What if you just like say like, all right, I don't get a sigh, but my first thought is I think this, like, maybe for you, it may just be the thought, this might be enough. All right, the second that I start thinking it might be enough, it's just time to stop eating and see if it is. That might be your sign. I have not written a protocol yet, so confused. How and where do I start? We are on module 2, Heather, this week. So if you go to No BS and you start listening to module 2, the protocol, it's inside module 2. You may just not have gotten to the video yet or in the private member podcast, but when you do, the protocol will be in your workbook. So at any time this week, just take what I've learned and take what you learned in the video and then complete the worksheet. If I plan chocolate every Friday and eat at 2 to 2, is that an exception or protocol? It's however you want to decide it, Joy. You just decide, just make a decision and that be the way it is. Doesn't matter. It's like, here's what it is. I don't care. Like, the scale and your internal physiology, guys, doesn't give a fuck what you call it. I want all of you to hear this. Your body is not going to metabolize food differently because you wrote that it was an exception or that you wrote that it was on protocol. All we're doing is getting you to decide what foods to eat to get you closer to your goal. Call it whatever you want to call it. But what you'll need to do is be like, okay, when I eat chocolate every Friday, is one time helping me lose weight? If it is, I would just call it an exception so that you don't start going like, well, let's see if we can do it 3. Can I plan a small cake bar each day as it helps me stick to everything else? If you want to, guys, quit asking me, can I eat this? Please, no one do that again. Here's why. When you ask me, can I eat this? You're saying, I don't trust myself to know. That's what this question is about. I want to feel better. Corinne, you must know more than me. I don't know any more than you. Guys, I don't know jack about what your body's going to do. What I do know is that if you will try eating it and then watch your weight, if it's going down, guess what? For fucks your works. If you plan cake every single day for the next week and you don't lose weight, it's probably a time to do a good, better, best. Sorry guys, my nose is itching. Maybe you can't have it every day, but maybe you can. You will know when you start testing it, okay? Also have an exception meal is this week. Does that become too much? Guys, 2 to 2. Saba, all I want you doing is 2 to 2. I want you to plan what you think will be a success for you this week to commitment. This week's goal is to totally commit and then see what happens at the end of the week. If you don't drop weight, if you gain weight, then you know, like, okay, I need to not have cake every single day. We have some tribe members, though, who literally can eat a little bit of cake every day, 2 to 2. Like, they only end up eating, they notice that to eat cake, it's like 2 to 3 bites now. It's not a whole cake, not a whole slice. I would much rather you plan it and learn how to eat 2 to 2 and learn how to be like, oh, I'm going to read my results on Friday and my results will tell me how to assess my week. That's what I'm wanting you guys to learn. I know you guys want me to just be like, everybody, this is the diet we're going to do this week. The problem with that, guys, is if I tell you what to eat and I tell you what diet we're doing, anything, you need to pay me for the rest of your life. You will always be looking to me to be your brain. I want your brain to learn how to do this. so that your brain can love this process the rest of your life. Does my 24-hour plan need to have only things from my protocol? Yes. If there are foods that I tend to overeat, should I keep them on my protocol and learn how to not overeat them? Yes. Here's what we don't want to do. Remove them from the protocol and never learn how to have control over them. Because here's the deal. One of these days, here's what's going to happen. Someone's going to bring, let's say it's donuts. All right. Or let's say it's chips. And then one day you're at the office and somebody brings in potluck and it's a table full of chips. You haven't learned how to be like, oh, it's chips. All you've learned is like, oh my God, I can't be around chips. I can't believe there's chips. I'm probably going to eat some chips. And the next thing you know, you have like fostered an unhealthy relationship with chips. Just put them on your protocol and learn how to do them in a sensible way. Wouldn't it just feel better to be like, you know what? I bet I can figure this out. It may be a few times you're like, oh, well, I ended up eating more than I wanted. And rather than beating yourself up, to be like, I might be hard on myself, but I'm going to stop that and figure out what I could learn. Maybe next time I bring them in the house and I pre-portion them all into little bags. I start doing different things to see what's going to work. I've done Weight Watchers and I track bites. I don't even know what that is. That's a new one on me. I'm so scared to give it up because I've been on and off for 16 years. Well, let's just put it this way. I'm scared to give up something that hasn't worked for 16 years. Any tips on how to do this? I'm so anxious about the do-to-do. I love how you're like, I really want to do Weight Watchers and I track bites, but for 16 years, I've not had any success. I'm really scared to give up this very unsuccessful thing for me. I'm so scared to try something that may or may not be successful. Try 2-2 for 2 weeks. If it's not successful, I guarantee you, Weight Watchers and iTrack Bites will be waiting for you with arms wide open. They're not going anywhere. I do great during the day. I do great with dinner, then binge on chips just because they are here, not hungry, not emotional. It is emotional. Otherwise, like, let me just tell you, Carolyn, don't say it's not emotional. Otherwise, you'd just be like, you know what? I want that, but I'm not having it. It's totally emotional. You didn't plan for it. That is emotional eating. I want that is emotional. You're eating because you want it so bad. Otherwise, if it wasn't emotional, you'd just be like, oh yeah, I want chips. I'm not having it. It's not emotional eating because I can just tell myself no. You keep doing it because it's totally emotional. I do know it's when my husband is on his 24-hour shift every time it happens. It's called loneliness, bored as fuck. Those are also emotions. Ask yourself this. This will make it real clear. If I'm not going to eat chips when my husband's not here, what will I be thinking about? What will I be doing? If the answer sucks, you're emotional eating. Or if you're just like, I would be totally enjoying myself without chips. I would be so delighted with my life. Probably not the answer. For the protocol, is it actually a list that I write of foods I will eat? Yes. Don't put stuff on there you won't eat. Never had a cup of coffee. I don't drink it. I've been taking MCT pills. Am I getting the same benefits? I don't really know, but I would assume you would. It depends on what benefits you're looking for. I mean, I do it for joints and I do it for brain health. So if you're looking for that, I would imagine that would work. I'm going to take just a couple more questions. If we're going to do a little bit of coaching, I've got to kind of like call it. So y'all, no more questions. Okay. I've noticed a pattern when I've had a bad day at work. I come home and then when I start supper, I have a lot of anxiety over the day and start grazing. I start eating a healthy snack because I'm hungry, but then I go crazy eating chips, crackers, cheese, chocolate. I'm not sure how to handle this. I know I need to do a TDL. So I'll do that since I just learned about it. What else do you suggest? I would do the TDL. Here's what else I would do. If you're grazing, I would put everything you're grazing on your plan, list it all out. You're going to hate it. You're going to think, bullshit, Corinne, that's never going to work. How am I ever going to lose weight doing that? You ain't losing weight right now doing it behind your back. So now we're going to do it in front of our face. We're going to suck the joy right out of the room. So you're going to put all that food on there in the quantities that you currently graze. Then when you go home every day, you're going to get all your wubbies, all your food. You're going to put it on a big plate. And then you're going to sit there and you're going to look at it and you're going to eat it at the table. We're not going to stand in the pantry and go to the couch and do all these fancy pants things. We're going to sit there with a plate on the table with a piece of paper. We're going to write about what we're thinking right then. And then after you do all of that, you can have whatever's on the plate if you want it. But you have to give yourself an opportunity to argue for the version of you who wants to stop that behavior. And that's how you do it. It's not fun. It will not be fun at all. It will suck. Every now and then, though, somebody will say, like, you know what? Oops, sorry, guys. I forgot I had to turn my phone on earlier because I was waiting on a call from my doctor. Every now and then I'll have somebody like, yeah, I'm eating it every day. It's like, yeah, but I need you to do it more intentionally. I need you to really listen to what you're saying. After a few days and one weigh-in, then it will suck. You just need to keep doing it until it sucks. Right now, what you're doing is you're doing it in a really sucky way, which is I eat, and then after the fact, I beat myself up and wonder why I can't get my shit together. If we're going to suffer on overeating, let's suffer beforehand about the doing it and why it's not going to get us to our goals, and allow ourselves to argue for ourselves for the first time in a long time. What are your overall thoughts on dairy? I think it's fine. I eat all the dairy. How can I get paired up with an accountability partner without going through Facebook? I would like a seasoned tribe member. You can probably just email support at pnptribe.com and tell them to send you to Mary Jo. How did you work through wanting to eat in the evening instead of being bored and working? I stopped eating and I sat there and I was bored. It was hard. It was not fun. I listened to the things I said. My mouth watered. I was antsy. Sometimes it took 3 to 4 hours. But what I didn't do was say, like, this will never go away. I hate this part. I didn't do a lot of that. I made myself think, like, it's okay. I'm just used to eating. Because what happens is a lot of times we argue with ourselves, like, this is never going to work. This is going to take too long. We, like, really gin it up like it's the worst thing that's ever happening to us. And what I do is I talk to myself like, you're just wanting to eat because you're bored. That's okay. Like, I make all the crazy talk be like, and this is just part of the process. You take a layer of bullshit out of it when you do that. And then a lot of times I would just like write. Would just get out my journal. And if I was like, I don't feel like journaling, I don't want to be journaling right now, then I would just be like, all right, the price to pay then is to sit here, just listen to it. And don't expect to love it right now. Like I would say, like I would tell myself, don't expect to love this part. This is the part where we're building patience. And I would say, like, and it's going to get easier. My brain just has to like learn that we're not having it anymore. Like I would have those kinds of conversations with myself. We're learning to not have this. This is no different than a toddler trying to learn how to sleep through the night and not get, you know, milk or fed or tit or whatever. Eventually they calm down when they understand the new normal. That's what I would do. The worst thing you can think though is, this will never get better. And also I will say this, because for me, a lot of times what I would notice is my brain would want to go to thoughts of I should be working, I should be doing more things, or it would tell me like, you know, just guys, I still have issues with not being enough. Like a lot of guilt and stuff like that comes over me. And so I would use that as an opportunity to be like, and I want to remember these things I'm thinking. That is when I probably really started understanding, working through allowing all those thoughts to come in. It really taught me how to notice a lot of the crap that I say to myself rather than just believing the crap I was saying to myself and then trying to just rise above it. Because I'm really good at just trying to, like, you know, override things rather than just being like, oh. Like one of the things that I'm working on right now is just being really curious. Like, it's like, oh. Why would I say that? Why would I even think that? I'm asking myself that a lot right now. So for those of you, somebody said, I can't imagine she has to work on not being enough. Oh my gosh, it's the work of my life. I am so like, I'm doing a lot of work on going back to my inner child. I swear to God, if y'all knew some of the shit I'm doing right now, you'd be like, the queenie has flipped the wig. I actually talked to my inner child today. Like, I'm all up in the woo. Like, I was just like, I am ass deep in woo. But anyway, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm asking myself right now, like, when I think things like, you know, it's all on me. Like, everybody needs me to do this, like stuff like that. I'm asking myself, oh, I wonder why I'm thinking that. That is such like a very good thing, because then it will give you some meat into why you're thinking the way you do, rather than judging like, I shouldn't think that. That thought's not going to get me anywhere. I need to stop thinking like that. This is not helping. That's so argumentative. And sometimes I do tell myself like, girl, quit thinking that. That is so not the truth. There are certain thoughts that I am just like, old bullshit, stop thinking that. Like, we're moving on. I don't even believe them anymore. They're just the things I think, right? Then there's some thoughts that are like, fuck me, man. Why would I even think that? Like, I have said so many times to my own coach in the last few weeks, I will tell her about things I'm doing that I'm like noticing progress. And I'll be like, but I'm not perfect, but I'm still trying. Like, as if I believe I'm making progress, then somehow it's all going to go to shit. Or I need everybody to know that, you know, I'm not good enough because I believe I'm not good enough. And so she's like, I just want you to practice for the next week to notice every time you do it and to think, I wonder why I'm saying that right now. It just like, seriously, guys, removes a level of judgment and heaviness off of it. Anyway, that's such a sidebar, but there you go. What can I do to change this thought? It's harder now that I'm 5 pounds from goal. I know it's a thought, but it's in my mind as a fact. You need to start telling yourself first that I'm 5 pounds from goal. Just drop the first part. When it happens, say like, oh yeah, it's not harder. I'm just 5 pounds from goal. That's probably where you just need to start. You just need to like start allowing yourself to, I know you're thinking it's a fact. So what's going to happen is if you keep thinking it's hard, you're going to look for hard things. You're going to look for every mistake you're making and make that mean like, oh, it's because I'm 5 pounds from goal, rather than just like, I'm 5 pounds from goal. What's next? You need to like take that, just that little bit out. Keep thinking a piece of cake or ice cream cone, then I say no and don't have it. Is that being good or just should I just have it? I keep thinking I want a piece of cake or ice cream cone. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. There's a mind bender for you, Debbie. Like literally, you're just saying no. Just ask yourself, why am I saying no? Like your reason. Say I'm saying no because it's not on my plan. I'm saying no because I really want to lose weight this week. I'm saying no because I'm learning I don't need it like I used to. Those are some things you could say, think about. How about adding something to the plan? Is that an overeat or eating off plan? I always, if I add to my plan during the day, I always track it as an off plan eat so that I can track that data. It's not good or bad. I just track it. Tonight was fish, quinoa, and broccoli on my plan. I added a little cottage cheese and took less quinoa. I would just track it as an off plan just so you know what you're doing. I wouldn't like think, oh, now I've got like, it's not going to be perfect this month. Guys, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have all your circles filled. What matters is, did you fill them in a way that helps you understand your eating patterns or not? That's what matters. So if I'm not hungry for lunch until 3, do I eat lunch and then have a very late dinner or no dinner or change dinner? There's no right or wrong on that one, Arden. Here's the thing. If you're not hungry until 3, eat your lunch. When it comes dinner time, if you're hungry, eat. If you're not hungry, don't eat. If you want to eat just a little, like say you're not all the way to -2, but you're like, you know what? I probably would get hungry later. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit. You're going to get to your 2 super fast. Try that. Experiment. See what happens. Maybe on another day, be like, I'm just going to try skipping dinner. See what happens this time. If you get hungry later and be like, okay, I'll eat just a little bit. There's no right or wrong. Guys, I want you to see what we're really working on here. It's not like, here are the rules for how you do it. And if you just follow these steps, you too will lose weight. It's all about how we're thinking. Am I willing to take guesses? Am I willing to just, I'm going to try this today and then I'm going to try that. Here's the thing. We all lose weight when we're willing to try things, take guesses, experiment, tweak and stuff. Here's how we don't lose weight. Waiting for it to all be perfect and in alignment. Yes or no, black or white, good or bad. No one is ever losing weight that way permanently. Ever. I make my husband's dinner every night. He gets home late, so I've already had my dinner. I find myself fighting not to eat with him or take a bite. It has been a habit for months to just eat when he is eating. I keep walking away into another room with my water, so I do not eat. Is that okay? I think it's fine. Just, you also could just be like, you know, I'm going to sit here and just be totally uncomfortable. I'm going to watch him eat because after about 3 days, I won't be uncomfortable anymore. And then you ask yourself, why am I sitting here? Because I want to be with him. Eventually, if you talk to him enough and you enjoy his company enough, you'll get the satisfaction of being with him and you won't need food. Because I would ask yourself, am I eating because he's eating or is it because I want to be with him? And I'm using food as an excuse to sit with him. Am I willing to be a little uncomfortable until I'm not so that I can be with him? Okay, let's move on to a couple of questions. Guys, for the ones that I didn't get to, because y'all just kept on putting them all in there. For the ones I didn't get to, I highly recommend Ask Coaches. Tuesday, 6 p.m., Kathy Hartman, Central Time. Betsy, Saturday, 12 p.m., Central Time. Go to Ask Coaches or go to the live coaching calls if you want to ask some questions or get coached. You can do those. You also can bring it to my Facebook Live on Thursday, Q&A at 9 a.m. You also can take it to Ask Coaches in PNP Tribe and just type in your questions there and they can answer them. Last but not least is use the power of the tribe. There is nothing our elders don't know that I don't. You could post these things over there and the elders will be like, boom, I got all the answers. So if you're a Facebook user, ask there and you'll get the collective wisdom, not just my wisdom. All right. Michelle Joyner. Oops. Other way. There you go. Other way. There you go. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
I love your lipstick.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love the goldies.
I'm a newbie, but I've lost 45 pounds total before, obviously. I was in Scholars and I worked with Brenda Lomelli, so I know what the model is and I really just need coaching tonight. Okay. I was the one who asked about the pregnancy and the miscarriage. So okay. The miscarriage just happened 2 weeks ago and I'm still like processing it and like I just wanted coaching about it.
Okay.
And then, of course, obviously I have tons of thoughts about it, but the main one I wanted coaching for tonight is that I do think, gosh, I know so much, but I went through the pregnancy and I still ate, you know, emotionally and, you know, out of discomfort as buffering. So I do feel like a failure for that. And then the next thought is I'm going to fail on my next pregnancy. I'm going to gain weight and be unhealthy in my next pregnancy. So it's
sure going to have that thought. So I want you to think about the thoughts of I'll fail next time or on your action line now.
What?
Feeling like a failure and that's triggering next time thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought that you have, so we have miscarriage in the C line.
Right.
And the thought is what?
I couldn't make healthy choices.
I couldn't make healthy choices. So now we feel like a failure. And when we feel like a failure, the action is assume next time will be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes, totally.
And then guess what you're doing in your result?
Probably making it more likely that I will fail next time.
Yeah, you're failing ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not making healthy thought decisions now that will make unhealthy food decisions later.
Yeah.
That's how your model is playing. I want you to really, though, just see that model. Because I think a lot of times we think our actions are, they have to be eating. very often the action line can be thoughts triggered.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just in a spiral right now. And the more that you allow this one to go on, the more you're going to be cemented so that when you get pregnant, like between now and then, you're not going to do jack shit to prepare yourself for the next pregnancy. So if you weren't going to assume that this time, because you ate emotionally or whatever, that that wasn't a fail,
mm-hmm.
how would you like to be feeling about your food choice, your like miscarriage and food choices? We'll put that in your C line.
How would I like to be feeling?
Yeah.
I probably honestly just like compassion, like just okay. like I don't want to feel like a failure. I want to feel like you did the best you could, you know?
Why not just start practicing that thought? You did the mm-hmm. best you could. You feel compassion. And guess what your action line becomes?
Maybe like generate optimistic feelings for next time, something like that.
Ask powerful questions.
What does that mean?
Asking things like, what did I learn from this?
Okay.
What could I do different next time? What am I going to do tomorrow to start laying the groundwork for the next pregnancy? How mm-hmm. am I going to establish healthy habits?
Yeah.
You know, generate feelings, but I'm going to tell you, if you're asking those kinds of questions, your result becomes what?
Yeah, that I am a lot more optimistic about next time.
Yeah. You start laying the groove. See, I think you think that you want to lay the actions for the next pregnancy, like the healthy habits.
Yes.
Healthy habits are only going to be on your action line. They're going to have to be generated by a whole new thought stream.
Okay.
So we need this model to trigger the next model, which is where healthy habits start happening. But it's got to start with healthy thoughts.
Right.
I wish I had a whiteboard. It would be so much easier.
But no, I'm following what you're saying, and I'll watch the replay. But I think it kind of starts with having the thought, I did the best I could. So it kind of starts there. And then I feel compassion. And then my action is, what are the powerful questions you could ask yourself for next time?
Yeah. And I tell you what I would do is honestly, is I think I would ask myself those questions each day.
Mm-hmm.
List a couple. And that's what you start journaling on. You start okay. putting your brain to work on what you've learned and what you're willing to do next and things that you're willing to try, because mm-hmm. that is going to be what's going to set you up for next time. If you go ahead mm-hmm. and put your brain to thinking that being healthy is such a good option for you, that being healthy is just what you do now, that you like you practice that, then when you get pregnant, you don't just be like, well, last time, because you mm-hmm. practice thinking about last time. Right now you're practicing thinking about last time and how it went versus thinking about next time and how you want it to go.
Right.
That's when we talk about the difference between past focus and future focus. Now, I'm going to tell you, Michelle, your brain will want to keep going to where it's been going.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be infuriated by it. Do not be put out by it. I want you to have compassion for that part also.
Yeah.
Part's normal. Do like I'm doing when you think like, you know, the next time's not going to be different. I shouldn't have done that. Just be like, why am I thinking that? Notice the mm-hmm. thought and question it versus noticing the thought and thinking I shouldn't be thinking that. Or, oh yeah, that's the truth.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
You're so welcome. Good luck, okay?
All right. Bye. Bye.
All right. Let's grab at least one more. Tracy Ann, I may be able to get to one more. Let's see how fast we can go through. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, there you are. All right. What are we coaching on?
So I have been, I joined in January and I have not lost. I've lost and gained the same 5 pounds, but I've done so much mental work, and I have an amazing accountability group whom they're just like my own little private coaches. And so I finally gifted myself the planner because I thought, oh no, I can do this. And I bought all these journals, and no, my planner comes on Wednesday and I can't wait. I'm so excited. But I think, like I have been, when we practiced a few months ago about not eating after dinner.
Yeah.
That was great. So I still incorporate that. But what I've noticed in the past week is that I'm telling myself I'm incorporating it. But like, I just looked back when I was on this call, because one of my accountability partners, Susan, was like, Tracy, you need to put that back on your plan. I'm like, no, because I'm not. Like, it just happened last night. It hasn't been happening. And I looked back and it's happened like 4 times in the last 7 days.
Why?
And so I'm still recovering from surgery that I had 3 weeks ago.
So that means you have to eat at night?
What?
So that means you have to eat at night?
No, it doesn't. I think that I'm not. Well, yes. Didn't you read that?
Well, no, I'm just going to say that when I asked you, why are you eating it again? The first thing you told me is surgery.
Right. I think that I'm not. Yes. Yes. I think that for comfort, I have done TDLs and I've done some models, and I'm going to look back through the ones that I've already done. But because what I've realized is that when I don't get enough sleep, I know when I don't get enough sleep, and I don't have a specific plan like for my day. And when I'm in pain and I'm sitting on the couch with my foot up, because that's what I'm supposed to do, that my brain starts throwing all this shade, and I'm usually really aware of it.
What is the shade your brain throws?
Like it's okay.
That's not shade. That's just the soft whispers of temptation.
But it's sneaky, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like I really didn't realize.
Okay. Like, let's just say we're not going to respond to that. Like, say, oh, okay, that's sneaky thoughts. So we're still not going to eat. Then where does your brain want to go?
My brain likes to talk me into it. And when I'm tired.
Like, we're just going to say, like, well, none of that's going to work. We're for sure not eating because of that. Then where is your brain going to go?
Where I want my brain, where is my brain going to go? My brain's going to go into negotiation. My brain's going to go in.
That either. If you're literally left to not eat, you do not have the option. Where's your brain going to go?
My brain's probably going to like freak out, and I'm going to remember that I can sit for 90 seconds and that I've already I've figured it out that like it doesn't take more than 2 minutes now. Okay.
If you're not gonna eat and we're gonna sit in pain, and we're not gonna, like, we're gonna have to just sit there and our foot's gonna hurt and we're not gonna eat, then where does your brain go? Because it's not going to 90 seconds. Otherwise,
you're right. No, that I deserve it.
No, like, but get past all your justifications. Like, you keep giving me all the fun stuff. This is where I know you haven't been. One, you have to do your plans.
Yes, I am. I'm no doing my plans. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
He's my dog.
Like, amen, queen.
She heard you. Yes. Yes. And I'm no longer like I have been doing my plan. I have
the plan, but 14 days. What's going to happen is the plan is not going to make you not eat. The plan is going to show all the times you're not, that you're falling into your own temptations and your own justifications. But here's what I need you to do. You need to plan for a day where you sit in pain with your foot up and all that comes through, and let your brain exhaust itself on negotiating and exhaust itself on its sweet love so it can turn into the bitch. That's the part you haven't gotten to yet, and that's the part that's allowing you to eat. You need to hear what that is, because that's going to tell us why you're really eating. Not because you deserve it. It's not the justifications. That's you just being like, I'm not even going to figure out why I'm eating. That, when we eat for justifications and excuses, that's like saying, I just don't even want to find out why I'm eating.
Okay.
But first, we got to like just know that conversation, and then we have to be willing to sit through it so that our brain can then go to, okay, I tried to be nice, and now I'm going to be a fucking bitch, and I'm going to bitch a few times until you actually go in there and eat. So it's going to say like, this sucks. My foot shouldn't be hurting. My life is terrible. Like whatever, like you're like pity party. It's unfair. No one else has to do pain like I do. Like, I'm not saying that's what you think, but that's the kind of conversation you've got to get to. And then you'd be like, no wonder I'm eating.
Okay.
I have all these thoughts underneath the justifications and the excuses.
Yeah.
Want comfort. Because here's the thing. You said you wanted to be comforted. It's not because your foot hurts. It's because what you mean that your foot hurts. That's why you want comfort.
Yeah. Well, and usually my brain does the bitch thing. Like, it saves it up and it does it all at one time. Mm-hmm. Like usually like the next day. And like, so like there's a giant gap because I'm really, really good at positive self-talk and motivation, but I think that's a giant cover up that I never like.
You can be good at positive self-talk, but if you're trying to like feel good about something that you think's bad, it never works. And that's why it's not working. You need to like basically reconcile your thoughts about your foot and your pain. Okay. And that process, you do that. You like, if you really start like figuring out how you want to think about this, you know, like where are you being a martyr about it and all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to tell you, then positive woo woo stuff starts working. But we don't, it'd be like saying, well, you know, like I'm married to a guy that beats me on the regular.
Yeah.
But he loves me.
Right.
Like, you know, well, some women get like horsewhipped. I'm only getting punched in the face. Like, do you see how that would never work? Like, that's just like slapping a Band-Aid. And I use an extreme example like that because that's what we try to do. We try to feel good about something that in our brain, we are intellectually saying, this must be bad. Rather than like with your foot deciding like, all right, this is not good or bad. It's a painful foot. Do I want to have comfort over it? If I'm feeling lack of comfort, why? Okay. Why do I need rescuing from a painful foot?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and I find that some days, like, it doesn't get to that point. Like, I'm, you know, I can get through it, but I think that there's more than just the foot that probably contributes to that.
Yeah. Okay. I would listen to the conversation you have when you're away from the food. Like you said, you know, sometimes it's like it happens later.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Listen to that conversation then and write all that shit down. And then really look at it and be like, it's very interesting that I think these things about my foot. You have to really start understanding that it's interesting how I'm thinking about my foot and how I'm thinking about my pain levels rather than like, oh yeah, you know, having surgery, that really blew. That really is like, that was a bad thing that happened to me. Because if you think it's a bad thing that happens to you, then every single time you're having a day, then guess what? You're going to need to fix the bad thing.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
You should fix it with your brain now rather than your mouth.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You get to decide. And sometimes you may just be like, you know what? I don't like this surgery. I do wish it hadn't have happened, but I don't eat over it anymore. You know what I'm going to do? Every day, I'm going to sit on the couch. And if I want to be upset about it, I'm actually going to be upset about my foot rather than sitting around thinking about a donut.
Yeah. Well, and allowing myself to be upset and feel those feelings. Because I think sometimes I just, like, I stop the thought and I'm like, no, you know, this was for a good reason. You know that you're healing, even though it hurts. A week from now, it's going to be even better than it was. I mean, so that's the road I go down instead of really sitting there and, you know, kind of acknowledging, yeah, this kind of sucks right now, but.
Yeah, I spent most of the day crying, just so everybody knows. I have my bad days too. And I literally said, like, I said it to my coach. I said it to my husband. I said to him, I was like, you know what? Today's one of those days. It's just okay to be sad. I would rather be sad than to be exhausted at the end of the day, running from it and doing things that will make me sad about myself later. And I think a lot of us just forget that. We just think that every day is supposed to be like, you know, if I'm not making it rainbows and daisies, something's going wrong. It's like, no.
Right.
We don't have to love every circumstance. We just have to quit thinking that every circumstance happens to us. It's like, circumstance. I choose to not love my foot today. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to be like, my foot fucking hurts and I don't like it. And I'm going to not like it until I feel better because I allowed myself to not like it. I shouldn't be having these thoughts. I think I should get chips.
Oreos. It's Oreos.
Or Oreos. The famous
it's Oreos.
That's right. And Oreos. Everybody knows that a foot heals better with a sleeve.
Okay. I will do more feeling of the feels. Yes.
We're going to actually, I'm getting ready to do some stuff with you guys on this. I'm like working through a bunch of junk. We're going to test drive a little bit at camp. I just learned this new technique at my mastermind that I went to. It's the play. Y'all, hold on. Queenie is getting in woo land and like, we're going to like do some stuff and we're going to sit there going like, what the fuck am I even doing? But it's so good.
So we're ready. We're
I'm
ready.
Myself. I don't make y'all do anything that I'm not willing to do myself.
Well, I've done that stuff before. And it is really powerful when you talk to your young self.
Oh my God. I like literally like when we were doing it today, I couldn't even open my eyes. She said, if you need to close your eyes to do this, it's okay. And I said, I need to close my eyes. I was like,
yeah. Because it feels weird, but then all of a sudden there's like some magic that happens.
Yeah, I felt so much better after. I don't know if it's because I cried so hard, but like I was literally picturing the 13-year-old version of myself and talking to her and all kinds of stuff. And it was just, I don't know. It was very crazy, but we're going to do a little bit more of it before I would not call myself skilled enough to guide you guys through this. But we also did some stuff at our mastermind where we practiced feeling feelings in our body because most of us didn't really know how to do that, you know? And it was really interesting. Cause like I was just telling you guys, I never feel like I'm enough. Like that's one of the things I work on. Mm-hmm. And I told my friend Jane, I said, I'm going to practice feeling enough. I don't know that I know what that would feel like in my body. How would I eat? If I don't know what it feels like in my body, how will I ever know when it's happening? And maybe that's a disconnect for me. So I'm practicing generating it, like thinking about it and how would that be? You know, it's just super interesting stuff.
Where do you feel it? Do you feel it at all when you say, when you're feeling like I'm not? So I always feel it right here in my solar plexus, which I've noticed. And that's like your control center, like the solar plexuses. Yeah.
I've never really felt it. I'm going to practice it. I told my friend Jane, I said, I imagine feeling enough is a lot of me sitting in a fetal position. like sitting there and like hugging myself and, you know, hoping no one walks into the room.
Only because you don't want to have to explain it.
Yeah. Otherwise Chris will be like, did the tribe break you? I'm feeling enough. All right. Well, good call.
Thank you, and good luck to you. We're all praying for you, and we love you and appreciate everything you do for us.
I may have to get some pictures and put them in the PNP Tribe personal journal. Facebook, but
yeah,
like, you know, in the bottle, like, you know, with some stickers or something on them.
Some stickers, some little flowers.
When I first got them done years ago, we would have these camps, and I swear to God, I would go to the bathroom, and by the end of camp, we'd only have like 30 people at these camps. By the end of it, every single person had went in, seen them, and went like that, and be like, I've always thought about getting boobs. See them or the other ones that had already gotten boobs, you know? So I'm like, I've been at some point, so it's not a big deal. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Corinne. Bye.
And on that note, everyone, I guess we will just end that. All right. Great call, guys. I hope you learned a lot today. I'm going to go ahead and call it, so we're at an hour and a half. I will see you guys probably on Thursday, or yeah, I'll see you guys Thursday. If for some reason I feel like a million bucks on Wednesday, or I just feel half ass on Wednesday, I may pop in and do a little surprise live on Wednesday, just kind of let you know how things are going and all that kind of junk. But I've swore that I will not be like hopped up on pain pills trying to go live in the tribe and be like, oh, let me answer all your diet questions. Y'all know I can't read without my glasses. I can't even imagine what my eyesight would be like if I was like on a pain pill. But I'm pretty good about not taking them, so I'm hoping I don't have to take them at all. All right, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.